In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, Queen of Angels Church has been taken care of all the time, despite many hardships. Since we have so many new parishioners, I'd like to take a quick trip down memory lane in order to share with you a bit of the background of Queen of Angels and a few highlights regarding the history of our church. Why did my superior station me a Queen of Angels? Before my ordination and for several months afterwards, I was given no position, although my twin brother was assigned to go to Sacred Heart of Jesus Chapel in Akron, Ohio. Since my assignment was not resolved, I simply prayed that God put me where I could do the most good. My superiors finally sent me to Queen of Angels. For the first 15 years, I asked the bishop and my superior general if they wanted to transfer me. They always said no. For the last 20 years, I didn't even ask. Although the members of the Vatican II Church claim to be ecumenical because they dialogue and worship with non-Catholics, they fiercely oppose and persecute traditional Catholics. When I arrived in Southern California in 1988, the local Vatican II churches circulated many lies. They stated I was never ordained, the sacraments administered by me were invalid, and it's a mortal sin to attend a Trident and Latin Mass. In a real estate office in Canyon Country, a lady told one of my parishioners that her priest said that I was never ordained. My parishioner quickly corrected her, stating that she attended my ordination ceremony in Mount St. Michael in Spokane, Washington, a few months earlier. Father Gregory Coiro, God rest his soul, from the Archdiocese of Los Angeles Media Relations, stated that I was not a validly ordained priest. I sent the details of my ordination and the bishop who ordained, sent him the details of my ordination and the bishop who ordained me. After a thorough investigation, Father Coiro replied that my orders are certainly valid, because the bishop who ordained me was in the valid line of apostolic succession. When I arrived in California in 1988, we had no church, and I had to offer one Sunday Mass and weekday Masses in a rented house in Granada Hills, which had a large room converted into a chapel. The neighbors never complained about the arrangement, but Bishop Blair from the Los Angeles Archdiocese had filed a complaint. This resulted in an official from the zoning department to come and tell me that we could not continue at this location. Our Lady, the Queen of the Angels, came to the rescue and solved the problem for us. It was very soon afterward that a high official in the zoning department told the person who had contacted me, "Leave them alone. My best friend's father, Milton Nelson, goes to that little chapel." This gave us more time to continue to locate a church that we could purchase and call our own. I contacted my financial director and asked him to calculate what was the maximum buying price that we could afford. The maximum buying price that we could afford was $250,000. Marietta found this church located in Newhall that had the exact sale price of $250,000. We purchased it in 1993. And it became Queen of Angels. At that time, Dr. Tan was our neighbor at Newhall Hospital at the corner and was very angry when he found out that we had purchased the church that adjoined his property because he wanted to bulldoze it and use the land. Therefore, every Sunday morning, he proceeded to lock the gates to his two parking lots. In addition to this problem, we discovered that we could not get fire insurance for our church because of the old dilapidated house adjoining the one parking lot to the north, in other words, just next to the building here, which was considered a fire hazard. Once again, our Blessed Mother intervened. The 1994 Northridge earthquake destroyed and caused the red tagging of two of his buildings, after which Dr. Tam opened the parking lots. Lesson is, don't mess with Our Lady. In time, another problem arose. The building now used as Queen of Angels Church had been erected in 1941 and was therefore designated by the Santa Clarita Historical Society as a historical building, being the oldest church in the city. This posed many problems because nothing could be done to the building, such as even replacing the roof shingles, without going through a lot of red tape, restrictions, and fees. This began what seemed to be an endless battle with the historical society in the city. The saying is, you can't fight City Hall. I answer, no, unless Our Lady's on your side. Ultimately, the city lifted the historical designation, another victory for Queen of Angels Church brought about by the Blessed Virgin Mary. Since Queen of Angels is a small church, it was overcrowded even at the first Mass offered in it by Bishop Pivoronis. A crowd had to sit outside. We began to pray to St. Joseph for a larger church, and for about 22 years could find nothing in the general area. Eventually, in time, our prayers were answered in an unusual way, not quite as we had expected. The Freemasons had purchased a former Catholic church in Rosemond. They had proceeded to cut off the cross on the steeple, to board up all the doors and windows, excepting only one. The rope that was attached to the church bell was made into a hangman's noose. After using the building many years as a lodge, the Masons decided to sell it and move to another building in Lancaster. One of the lodge members spoke to a parishioner of Queen of Angels, Eric Lansgard, who lived in Rosemond and had a hardware store just down the street from their lodge. The Mason told Eric that he wanted to sell the church for $140,000, but since he was Eric's friend, he agreed to sell to him for $100,000. On hearing about this, I drove to Rosemond, measured the dimensions of the church, which was a bit larger than Queen of Angels, and realized this was what we were praying for. It would accommodate our parishioners from Rosemond, the Antelope Valley, and beyond. This would provide them with a church closer to their homes, and at the same time would alleviate some of the overcrowding at Queen of Angels. We purchased a building in 2015. Since it had been used as a Masonic lodge, many evil things happened there. Therefore, it was necessary to say repeated exorcism prayers and to use more than a gallon of holy water in order to drive out the demons from the building and its premises. Then we began the necessary work of transforming it back into a Catholic church. It was also necessary to acquire all the necessary items to make it functional. Finally, on August 12, 2015, which happens to be Father Gerardo's birthday and the feast of St. Clare, Santa Clarita, Bishop Pivoronis blessed the church. As a visiting priest, Father Gerardo came for the church blessing. Now he's a parish priest. One of our greatest blessings occurred in 2017 when Father Luis Gerardo was assigned to be my much-needed assistant priest. We're so blessed to have an experienced priest who speaks many languages, including Spanish. He's a brother, priest, and a close friend. God has given me the best assistant ever. Recently, we placed a beautiful outdoor statue of Queen of Angels above the porch of our church. It was a difficult operation that required a lift, a heavy statue, and several people on a rooftop maneuvering it into place. The incline of the roof made this task very dangerous. The heavy statue was on its back in the lift, so it had to be raised and spun around away from the machine in order to position it on the roof. When it came time to do this, the statue became as light as a feather, as if it had wings, seemed to lift itself, and then fell right into place. This was miraculous. Our Lady has continued to guide and watch over both of our churches. For nearly 30 years, we've been trying to purchase the land and parking lot adjacent to Queen of Angels. When that area was finally listed for sale, we made an offer and took the necessary steps to purchase it. Shortly before the close of escrow, the owner, after many illegal maneuvers, backed out. We then had to sue him, forcing him to abide by the law and sell it to us. For years, I used to say, we have one of the smallest churches in Santa Clarita and don't even have a parking lot. I can't say that anymore because Our Lady once more intervened in our behalf. Thank you for your generous contributions to Queen of Angels so that we could purchase it. A similar situation occurred at Immaculate Heart of Mary Church. From the beginning, we tried to purchase a land adjoining its property, but the owner would not sell, even after repeated offers. Our prayers were once again answered when a for sale sign appeared on the property. We now own that adjoining land, which provides much potential for the future. In closing, in reviewing the last 35 years, we should remember that the Blessed Virgin Mary assists us through our problems, difficulties, and hardships, especially if we pray to her with faith and trust. In closing, often things do not work out exactly or as timely as expected. However, if we persevere in prayer with confidence and conformity to the will of God and stay under Our Lady's mantle, all things will work out for the best and for God's glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.